Despite gradual improvement in treating wasting in the region, the impact of COVID-19 combined with climate shocks and ongoing conflict continues to push children and families to the brink. Christine Woodet is UNICEF's regional nutrition advisor for Eastern and Southern Africa in Nairobi. She says the organization is appealing for $225 million in funding for supplies and to cover the operational costs to reach every child. She says a child with severe wasting is 9 times more likely to die than a child who is not severely affected.
It's also that the situation has got worse, and in many countries the numbers are rising, and so the resources available are just not keeping up with the situation that is leading to more and more children needing treatment.
She says there have been improvements in treating wasting in the region. For example, there are now more health facilities and trained staff. These include more community-based workers and volunteers to screen children and identify those in need of treatment. Woodet says the situation aggravating in the Horn of Africa in countries like Ethiopia, Somalia, and Kenya can be attributed to worsening droughts in previous years coupled with poor rainy seasons. She says at the moment countries in Southern Africa like Angola and Madagascar are experiencing droughts.
Some of them amplified by climate change. And then on top of it, we have situations like in Ethiopia and Somalia where there is ongoing conflict, and in northern Mozambique where families are displaced and they lose their livelihoods, of course, they lost their homes. And of course, the children then become very vulnerable. We are saying at the moment that all of these countries and these different compounding factors mean a looming nutrition tragedy in this Eastern and Southern African region.
Rodet says much more needs to be done to prevent wasting. That includes making sure that children continue to have access to health and nutrition services, as well as cash transfers and other kinds of social safety programs that help provide families with food and clean water. She says UNICEF also considers water and sanitation programs as an essential part of preventing severe wasting and improving health and nutrition. She says severely affected children should be provided with therapeutic foods which could restore their health within 6 to 8 weeks. Woodet says Angola is facing the worst recorded droughts in 40 years and has managed to scale up emergency nutrition to the most affected provinces. She says over the past 2 years, over 1 million children in Ethiopia suffered from severe wasting and were in need of life-saving treatments. Meanwhile, conflict in the northern parts of the country and a drought emergency could increase those numbers. She says nearly 7 million people in the drought-affected areas will need urgent humanitarian assistance.
We need more resources to make sure that with our partners and the government, the 500,000 children we estimate will not be able to be reached with the current resources can also receive the life-saving treatment for severe wasting.
Woodet says in South Sudan, 240,000 children were treated for wasting last year, while over 310,000 children could suffer from the illness this year. She says more support is needed for communities affected by flooding and for others affected by droughts. As in all countries affected by wasting, policies that ensure food security during emergencies are essential. Reporting for VOA, this is Mary Zotri in Drasso in the Ashanti region of Ghana.